Haskell, brother and sister. St. Helena, California, May 12, 1912. Elder Haskell, Portland, Maine. Dear brother and sister Haskell, I have your letters and I enjoy and appreciate them. I fear that I shall not be with you in Portland as soon as I hoped. I would gladly be with you now, but the work on my next book, Old Testament History, must have my first consideration. My workers need my presence here until this matter is ready for the press. I am greatly encouraged as I read over these chapters to find so much that will be of real help to our people. I bid you bear an uplifting testimony in our churches. Read to them the first chapter of 2 Peter. Here is comfort and encouragement for all who have obtained like precious faith with us. If you will let these truths fill your own heart and mind, you will have strength to resist every temptation to look on the dark side of circumstances and to talk discouragement. I greatly desire that you shall have entire success in your work. Who is your helper? It is one who cannot err, who never makes a mistake, who is filled with all wisdom and all knowledge. Do not be discouraged, but press the battle firmly, decidedly, in faith and hope. Make much of the temperance question. Never treat this matter as if it were of little importance. The elders which are among you, I exhort, the Apostle Peter writes, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter 5, verse 1-7. I write these words to you that you may know with what confidence and hope we may carry forward our work for the Lord. Two Sabbaths ago, I spoke to the teachers and students at Pacific Union College. The Lord gave me strength beyond my expectations, and I spoke readily for nearly an hour. I was thankful for this privilege of once more bearing testimony to the goodness and faithfulness of God. After meeting, we had dinner, and soon after started for home. We came down the hill easily, and I was not much wearied. I felt that the Lord had honored my faith in him and had greatly blessed me in speaking to his people. My brother and sister, the Lord has sustained you thus far, and he will continue to work for and through you while you walk by faith. I am sorry that you do not have all the help that you feel you should have, but you must not be discouraged because of this. If you realize the greatness of the trust committed to you, you will do your best, and having done this, will leave the rest with your heavenly Father. The Lord does not ask you to carry burdens that are too heavy for you. He is not ignorant of the cares that weigh upon you. He knows the barrenness of the fields. Again and again, he has pointed out to us their great need. But you will not honor him by being overanxious. Give to God your faithful service, and then leave to him the work you are unable to perform. He can inspire others to work unselfishly and cheerfully in his service, that these barren places may be filled with trees of righteousness. The end is not far off. You are trading upon the Lord's talents for time and for eternity. Use them as trusted servants. He has given you the example of his own sufferings in the cause of his kingdom. He has paid the price of his blood, that he may ransom souls from the servitude of sin to obedience to him. There will always be amongst us those who do not realize their responsibility to God, who do not value the price at which their redemption has been bought. But God will honor the faith of those who will sacrifice for Him. His word will not return unto Him void. There are among us those who are continually seeking to confederate with the world in order to make a display or to gain some desired end. Encourage none of these things. The churches are to be faithfully and patiently instructed against becoming entangled with the world. If His people are not led and controlled by the Spirit of God, they will make strange moves. At this time, the words of the Apostle especially apply. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Ephesians 5, verse 6. God's people are to be converted daily from every evil way. The first chapter of Ephesians is full of assurance to those who are striving for the eternal kingdom. Study its truths. There is a message for you there. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the apostle exclaims, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ. Verses 3 to 10. This is the first letter I have written for some time. Before I stop, I want to say to you again, do not fail, nor be discouraged. The Lord is your helper, your strong tower. I am instructed to speak to you words of courage and hope, and to bid you walk in all humility before God. I am thankful that the Lord is sparing my life to work a little longer on my books. Oh, that I had strength to do all the work that I see ought to be done. I pray that He may impart to me wisdom, that the truths our people so much need may be presented clearly and acceptably. I am encouraged to believe that God will enable me to do this, and I believe the Lord will strengthen you to stand firmly for the truth, the whole truth. Walk in faith before Him, knowing that holy angels are your guardians. I am thankful with every remembrance of you that your wife can cooperate so fully in your work. Be of good courage in the assurance that God will work through you both to accomplish His purpose for His cause in Portland.